Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The reason we exist is because God created us and the seed that had us in it. And not only is there physical seed, there's spiritual seed. Spiritual seed. And Jesus is the seed. And it was prophesied about Him, unless the seed falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it falls into the ground and dies, it produces much fruit. And Jesus is the holy seed, come down from heaven, the Word made flesh. And that God allowed that seed to be planted and to die. And the devil thought that was it. That was the end, destruction. Oh, but God is the God of resurrection. He is the God who causes the seed to germinate and come to life underneath the ground and push up through the soil and push out a twig and a leaf, and first the blade and then the ear and then the full corn in the ear, and one little kernel of corn becomes hundreds of kernels of corn. Come on, are you listening? And one seed of the Word of God has become millions of believers all over this planet. And we have been born again by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Some people have mocked us by us saying we're Word people. Oh, but friend, the living Word, heaven and earth will pass away, but that Word will never pass away. And when we read these scriptures and the anointings on them, and we hear them and we receive them, holy, eternal, incorruptible seed is getting inside of us. And it can get down in the soil of our heart, and it can put roots down, and it can eventually produce fruit up and out. In this life, every good thing, how many testify? Every good thing that has happened in your life has been the result of Him putting that seed of the Word inside you. And maybe it didn't all happen in a week or two, but over time it changed you. It changed your life. It has produced wonderful and amazing things. Would you like to know how to harvest more? Harvest more than we have been. Me too. We're believing together, right? Do you believe in God?
Yes.
Do we believe He has instituted this principle in His creation of seed time and harvest, of sowing and reaping? Do we believe it is all inclusive? It's in everything that we do, everything that we have to do with. Yes. Is it true, not just naturally, but is it true spiritually? Certainly it was true. There was spiritual before there was natural. And what has come into this natural realm existed first in a realm we cannot see. Go with me to Proverbs, if you would, please. The 10th chapter. Proverbs 10. In Proverbs 10, let's look at verse 4. Proverbs 10:4 says, "He becomes poor that deals with a slack hand." Is that scripture just as true as other scriptures? "But the hand of the diligent maketh rich." To say it's not God's will for some to be rich is also to say it's not God's will for some to be diligent. Because according to this, diligence moves you towards being rich.
Amen.
And the 5th verse, He that gathers in summer is a wise son, but he that sleeps in harvest is a son that causes shame. Let me read these verses to you from some other translations in the New Century Version, the NCV. It says, New Century, a lazy person will end up poor. Everybody say that out loud. A lazy person will end up poor. What if they make a lot of good confessions? Will that negate this verse? What if they sow a lot of seed? Can you sow enough seed and make enough confessions to ignore this verse?
No.
So we're already having fun, aren't we? I mean, can you feel the excitement throughout the crowd? Is this true or not?
It's true.
A lazy person will end up poor, but a hard worker, a diligent man, woman, can become rich.
Yep.
Will become rich. Man, we can use this scripture. You roll out of bed and you hit it and you stay after it all day. You've got scripture that says you'll become rich.
Hallelujah.
Did I make this up?
No, sir.
In the fifth verse, it says, those who gather crops on time are wise, but those who sleep through the harvest are a disgrace. In the Complete Jewish Bible says, idle hands bring poverty. Diligent hands bring wealth. A sensible person gathers in summer, but he who sleeps during harvest is an embarrassment. Can you sleep through harvest? Now, we're going to deal with some things that need to be dealt with. Do you want to know how to harvest?
Yes.
There have been and are, it's more common than not, even among Word and Faith circles, some incorrect assumptions and presumption. And the idea has been left that if you'll just put enough money in the offering and sow enough seeds and make enough confessions, you will prosper. And that is not the whole story. That is part of it. I'm going to go over on this side and talk about it for a little while. There is a presumption widely held through much of the, you know, a lot of people don't even believe in prosperity that go to church. So you got that to deal with. But then among the people who do, and who do believe in sowing and reaping, and who do believe in faith and confessions, among many of these, the consensus is that you sow your seeds, you make your confessions, and the rest is up to God. And this is not true. That you sow your seeds, if you'll sow offerings and you'll make plenty of confessions, that's all there is to it. You will reap amazing harvests and great things will come on your life, and that's all there is to it. But you don't have to look around too far to see people that are giving, 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 confessing, 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 and they are behind and they're hurting. And I'm not talking about just for a few days. I'm talking about year after year. So something's not right. Does the Word work or not?
Yes.
So if we're not seeing results, how many would agree it's not God's fault? And it's not a problem with the Word. It's a problem with our understanding or our doing, right? Now we've already prayed. Are you believing with me?
Yes.
And we believe in the Lord to show us.
Yes.
We're already getting into it. Here's the question the Lord asked me some 15 or so years ago. I was flying back one night on a commercial airliner from a meeting where I'd been. I was looking out the window And I was meditating on some of these things because I wasn't satisfied. Something was bugging me about this. Because all we had heard, and most of the time, most places, all you hear is, you know, give and make confessions. And the Lord asked me this question. I don't mean I heard a voice, but inside me, as I'm looking out the window, He asked me, He said, is reaping automatic? Is reaping automatic? That if you sow and make confessions, you will reap. Is reaping automatic? What do you think? Is reaping automatic? Is it so that if you sow, if you give, you will reap a harvest? Automatic. Is it true in the natural? According to Proverbs 10 here, you can sleep right through harvest time. True or not? In the natural, is that true? That it's possible that people could plant crops and God rain on it and have the perfect conditions and great soil and have a 30, 60, 100-fold crop hanging on the stalks, on the plants. Will the harvest come off the vine, off the stalk, and go to the barn by itself?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Does it ever do it? Sometimes.
No.
Never. If somebody doesn't go out and pick it, right? Or drive the combine, or if somebody doesn't go out and take it in and receive it in, it will not be harvested. In fact, whole crops have been lost because of failure for somebody to take the responsibility to go get it in. And is it work to get it in?
Yes.
You ever been on a farm?
Amen.
Oh, brother, I grew up on a farm. I mean, one of the busiest times of the year. One of the longest days and hardest work. Hardest work on your body, hardest work on your tractors and your machinery and everything else. When it's time to get the crop in, it's time to get the crop in. Right? And man, you better get to it. Why? Because you got a window. You don't want it too green. You don't want it too dry. You don't want to lose it. You don't want to wait for some weather conditions to come through and mess up your harvest and mess up your crop. When it's time to harvest, it's not time for naps.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God, God who gives me